Thereafter continued. Dal Dado Hetov Shinmem, February 21st, 1980, and Thursday continued.
He also acquires the same schools in preference to someone to whom it doesn't make any difference. So as far as Ruben is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether he gets this or that. Or what does he care? But to him, it makes a difference if he gets this or that. So be able to enjoy and to use the two sodas together as a unit, if he gets this or that. So that will impose upon him a great hardship. He will not be able to use the two sodas as a unit. So he sent an angel Hosea, so maybe as a bar mitzvah he acquires his schus to be kayfe. But the reason is why Rabbi Yosef says he cannot be kayfe is because he has a chesom. So what is the chesom? The chesom is because suppose al pigeo, Reuben would get this sodeh, then Shimon would be disposed to pay Reuben in order to exchange. So in other words, there's the chesom he sustains. The extra amount of money that the Shimon would be disposed to give to Reuben. So that's why he can only demand the price of that it's worth, not more. All right, now you see, and then we see that. Now let's go over the Rosh. Right. Upir shabetam do alvin ani zel amar kelim avni mali hoy ashir lo hoy mechi kadisei lo gdom mikom kach lo mitu schus yish lo beis sode im lo gdom mikom veim ze mishim yezdei shar yish lo schus bilei roze shi yipo lo nagir lo mishtei sode so shir yedei misho nach bekimcho im lo gdom mikom gam ato nam meim kam yezdei im ino nubatli chalkei lo bishvilo ורבי סובר לאי כי נאמר לזדי ויחיל לאו לסי סודר ושאלים ולמוכו אם לא ולמוכו תיכן לבי איקיה ויתחם משלם לבי לדומי תחיל שיחיל איזה שווי איסה משחלו כמו מחמץ ונוסי של זה אין להם לאו לסו מטעם זה במידע זדי מי וילחס קרב יסן בעלים ליאמיך זה במהר כוסו הרב רבי נזל יפקחו כשבוי לאו לסי הסודי איסה מדי יפריס מידי ירויו ויהי מה או יעני את תקבו שמזו או יעדם תקבו וכיו שאין לי ירצבו יפלנו וגבל בייסיינו וכשאילו בכל מוקי נבעתי להגירו וכשחילו כנאחי ושם נחלוקים ובואי מחלו בירו יוכנחו מהם לאליס אחד מהחלוקים לימה אני אתם כך וכך יסר נשמה או יעדם תקבו בו כסך הזה ואיצים בו, ואיזהירו, נגלו ולא יאירה. So what's that mean? You see, this schus that the other brother will call him Reuben has to tell Shimon the Matzah, Malim on Kibetzi Barbarian, that only means that he can demand a price for the subjective value, the unique subjective value that this sode has to the matzvah. To the matzvah, this has a subjective value, an extra $1,000. And the objective value of this sode is the same as the objective value of that sode. But to Shimon, this has an extra value because it borders upon his other sode. So Rabbi Yosef says that he cannot be forced to waive that Reuven cannot be forced to waive his right of chlukah al-pikeiro unless he gets paid for it. How much? The amount that the person in the shoes of Shimon would be disposed to offer to Reuven. That's the worth of it. But then Rabbeinu says, in Pikeachu, if Reuven is clever, if Shimon is clever, so then he can tell Reuven, now, why does he have to pay? Why does he have to pay a certain amount of money? Because Reuven has a vested right of chlukah al-pikeiro. Because Reuven has a vested right of chlukah al-pikeiro. But there is another source of Yoshi, in other words, who had an estate to be divided, so each one has a source of ilu. What does ilu mean? Ilu means that one Yerish can tell the other Yerish, now, we both have this chuschuk al-pigeo, but I'm willing to give you out an extra sum of money, $1,000, a $500 extra sum of money, in order to divide it by choosing the lot. Gero means that it's submitted to chance. In other words, the lots, the halakim, are determined by chance. So one Yerush can tell the other, I am willing to pay an extra. I want this thing, this one, and I'm willing to pay you $500 extra in order to get this one. And if you want, you can do the same thing. You can take this one and give me $500. That's called the schus of it. So, Kosma Minitzar, in Pikeahu, Kishaboy Maud, Lassan, Nisan, Dai, Yifis Medeiru, Vienna, Uya, Yaki, Boshim, Zu, Uya, Kotikni, Vichim, Shem, Vidyon, Sibu, Yifren, Uhu, Vidyon, 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 אתם תיתנו בו כיסח הזה ונמריצים בו בישיר ונאים לו ולא יגן לו. So in other words, so there is a schus al pikeiro, but each Yerush so has his schus to tell the other Yerush, let's not have deal, I want this thing and I'll pay you $500 extra. If you want, you can do the same thing and you take this chelek and you pay me $500 extra. So then, as long as he gives the other Yerush the alternative to do the same thing, so then he can force the other Yerush to waive this chus chluk al pikeiro by doing it. וכן כל זמן ראית, ומסתם לאוכל, שכולו מרוויחים ואילו אנו חוסים. וכולו מרוויחים ואילו אנו חוסים. In other words, that there is a schutz of you. In other words, that one Yerush can tell the other Yerush, I don't want to have chlukah al-pikeiro, but I'm ready to give an extra sum of money in order to choose my chelek. And you can do the same thing. So, if the other one, so the other one is has to choose between two things. Either to do the same thing and take that chelek without deal, or to let this one take that and give and get $500. That's the source. We can also write it. 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 You go and sit down to the car, and you sit down to the horizon. So there is another secret that Adam Shane mentioned it in the name of the game. That they say that Ma'ilon can mixed in Mamayan doesn't mean that Ruben can say to Shimon, you want to take this order, so you pay me such and such a price. But he said he has to give the alternative. Shimon has to give the alternative to, Ruben has to give the alternative to Shimon to do the same thing. So he says, in other words, so looking there, what the Kupula Harifa says, in other words, the Rosh is Chelik and the Shikas again, that Malki Nisma Mari means that Shimon, that Reuben says to Shimon, the other brother, say to the Batsman, if you want to take this order, so then you have to give us a certain price, or, and we are ready to give you the same price. So the Achelik Hamechi. Now let's see what the mediation teaches. Omar Rabbi Yisrael, the Yuchas Kavos, 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 אני אתם, והיר קרקע כנשיהו איזה מעט איזה ונשארתי, הוא יעדם תקנו בכך, ועוד זה יחד עם מוקר ואיזה לאחר מגיר, ובכל מוקר מוניר ותאים לגיר, וכי כוס מראי את זה. ודעס החוסי רבי ילד, this is what the Rosh mentions, that there is this חוס of you, in other words, that one Yerish can say to the other Yerish, I don't want חלוק על פגיר, I am going to give an extra sum of money to you, in order to choose my chelik, and I'm giving you the same right to do that. So that's the shite of the Raimed and Das Achos Ramiel. And then he says, we are Rashi, Abel, Haramban, there is a way, Abel, Das Haramban, Abel Haramban, we are Rosa Ramiel, Kosu, Sheim, Shim, Ilu, Mashkis, Agero, Shagero, Din, ויהיו אלה אלה כנס חומק, ויאמרו אלו בגי גוד היהוד, שאין בית המחלוקה, ולזה נגד העשרית וזאת אומרת. So in other words, we have a מחלוקת השני, whether there is such a סחוס איו, according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Raimed, there is a סחוס איו. סחוס איו means that even though the usual סחוס חוקה is על the Yehu, but if one Yehresh wants, he can offer to pay an extra sum of money in order to negate Chukyal Pekeiro, but he has to give the opportunity to the other Yerush to do the same thing. And if the other Yerush refuses to give this Yerush, so Reuben can say to Shimon, I don't want Chukyal Pekeiro. I am ready to give an extra sum of $500 in order to choose this chelik for myself. And I give you the opportunity to do the same thing. So if Shimon refuses to give an extra sum of $500, then Reuben can take the chelik that he chooses and give me $500. That there is an extra source of you. But the Ramban and the Hor, they say there is no such rules. She'in shum imu mashbis ha-geiro. She'ageiro din, ve'o'iro eim yorkin ha-skome. Ve'o'yomru elu b'gud o'igut, she'in b'nechuke. Ve'lozeh b'yitet ha-asavit ha-malik. Now let's see how the Ramban passes the Gemara. Now here the halacha is, like Rav Yitzchak. The here the halacha is like Rav Yitzchak. So in Melech we should expect the Rambam to say that if one brother is a matzka and he demands to take his sodeh without gero on the border of his sodeh, so then that he cannot do it. But let's see how the Rambam passes this halacha. The Rambam in Perek Yudbeis Buch Hashem Halacha Aleph says as follows: Ho achim hu yashiv tfum shetu olach lekes asode vilipel kol echot chalki im hoi sot kulo shove v'nishom mokim tei v'mokim ra ela hakel echot chilki mifi amida bilvat v'imom arechot nebunu li chalki mitzatze כדי שיסומך מסוד האחר שלי ויהק לסוד האחר השם מולה וכי ואיסי על זה שיהיקו בדובר זה מייסדי מי נאו, so that's like Rabbi but the Gemara says that ילחס יקרב יסק ילחס יקרב יסק so that question is raised and there is one lotion in the case of Mishnah which seems to be the most reasonable lotion in the case of Mishnah that the Rambam holds that the whole out of the machlikes between Rav Yitzchak and Rabbi is in regard to a case where the sodi is a natural. It's not that the two sodis that the father left are both idiots or both penitents or both boys. In the case where the sodis are all equal, both idiots, the same kind of idiots. One is the equivalent of the other, equality. So then, even Rabbi Yitzchak would agree that the matzah can be kept for the other brothers, because it's a midas day. But when is there a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak as to whether it can be kept or not, when the sodeis are not the same quality. One, let's say, is yes, and one is a boys. So let's say, Ruvei Shimon has his own son that he bought while his father was alive, on the border of his father's sons. Then the father died, and he left these two sons. And this son is an idiot. This son is a boys. But some male, when you divide a sodeh idiyas against the sodeh idiyas, so then what you do? So the one who gets the sodeh idiyas has to get a greater measure. So that, let's say, he'll get, let's say, so many in terms of feet or of miles, so he'll get of mileage, so he'll get more. So in other words, so it is decided. And that this piece of land, which is boyish but relatively large size, has the same value as this piece of land, which is idiot, that is relatively of small size. But it has, in terms of dollars and cents, is the same value. But in terms of quality, so they are not the same. So the machlekes, so the akashim we say. The Abishayim will say that the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael is in regard to the case where the sodeis are not the same. They are shoveis because one has a larger size than the other. So in terms of dollar and cents, it's worth the same thing, but they're not the same. So then Rabbi Yisrael says that you don't have to, that the matzah cannot be kept with other brothers. But if the sodeis are the same, so then Rabbi Yitzchak is also made it, that it's kept with this obvious thing. There is such a shita. So this is what the Mishnah says is the shita sama. And you will see that it fits the context of the Rambam. The question of the Rambam is as follows. האחים ויאשותים שבולח ויש אסודי לוי בכל אחד חלקי ימוי סופו לשובה ואין שם מוקים תיב ומוקים רע. In other words, there is no better quality sodeh and inferior qualities are. It's the same thing. Both are equally inferior, or both are equally superior. The same subjects, quality-wise. So here he passes. See, he holds. So this is why the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam shita is that the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael is in regard to the case. The machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael is in regard to the case where the son is a natural. But the Ashove is in the monetary sense, because one son is bigger than the other. So mainly in terms of dollars and cents, they are the same. They have the same sharpness. But one is better and one is inferior. So in such a case, Rabbi Yisef says that he cannot be forced. But in the Ashovites, he can be forced. Now, let's see what the Yad Rama says here. Yes.
As it looks from the Gemara, when it's talking about such a case, it feels army.
What?
As it looks from the Gemara, that
it's not Muchach, but this is the way the Rambam explained the Imam. It's not.
The way.
But, yeah, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Now let's see what the Rambam says. The high truth that the Rambam and Rabbi say, when we suk melech in the high chukke, the koya mitzvah in the high, or if we do chukke, bishvach. In other middle, me who show me bidomi, the rabbi sova, kidding the show me bidomi, illy poly and mitzvah in his daily, this and then there is a rechisa. The rabbi sip sova, kidding the gap of the naye, machnas the odin, how who can have mitzvah bishvach, in other middle, but the ema malim, which is a mal. So the Rama also explained the word that way, like the Rama. The Havi Yikira de Meir, Tvei Mishor de Chosel, Vilam Vides Deimu, Dizenem de Vize Chosel, Vialoche Kravise, Avo Heicha de Loi Odin, Loi Bishloche, de Loi Bidom, Vila Eke Hefne Vinaye, Afi Rav Yisef Meir, Di Keif Nam Vides Deim, U Pomek Vea Vodza. So it's the same sheet as Rav. Alright, now the Teisus Kiv, Zeh Keif Nisal Vides Deim. Didn't learn yesterday. Temelri, l'chavle ha-mayitz l'chkob y'preyer y'avim l'chav mitzvah. If there is a schuss to be kept, where it's to one year age, it is, doesn't make any difference. And to that year age, it makes all the difference in the world, because he'll be able to use the two sodates as a unit. So why do we have to resort to a special aloch? To a special aloch? That Yavim Rechat Mitzvah by prayer, without any special prayers are possible. So the reason is why a prayer takes a Chat Mitzvah is because it's one chiluk. And the reason is why a Yod takes according to Abai and one Mitzvah is because prayer kaya. But without reasons are possible, he wouldn't be entitled to take. But Rabbi says, That even when it is just, if it happens to be because of a son that he bought years before his father died, so it happens to be very beneficial for him to take a chad mitzvah, and to the other yerech it doesn't make any difference, so the man is entitled to take a chad mitzvah. So we don't have to resort to a special posik, gabi prayer or gabi yod. They may be difficult, not so we can have a course of working these efforts. We were all your share of the Eastern East Tatuli, we came from the Shishi, lost the Slam Chile, the Achat. That by prayer, I'm and the count, if the heaven be the special trust accustomed, then it takes 100 tefillah. So then the three of the prayer would be like two sons. So and this is a schus that is looking. I mean, in other words, this aloha taking a half mitzvah is a schus looking. So that can be possessed by someone who takes only one chelik. But if someone takes two chalokim, so then he wouldn't have that schus to take a half mitzvah. Vivo yeshnei achomet nishtam yafim nishnish lesochim yiyach vei nipchir matone kal yachomet ki no mami yeshnei chomet yachzik osu tishnai vin lo kem zareisi u abay name iu ad dikal yachmon e prayer hamamid e yoko mal shem ochim ki yu hu bi ochim kayon veritzvo biforesh di ho di omagabi ki vin lo yidin teyre kohan di bidi no yi ochim nipchir shechem egde di kekpeide beruches ki dikom abi hamaduchtim. So the Ritzvah says that this aloche that Rabbi says in the day is not in the Reisdik aloche, it's in the Rabbonik aloche. So mele, so it's not difficult as to why we have to resolve this special to Sakosu, that the prayer of Yom takes a Chav Mitzvah, because they are in the Reisdik takes a Chav Mitzvah. Voi do, the Kivah Pines Dei Bezen, there's all Chose Ahai, which is called Dome Chotz Chavim. שיני מאלוי צח אבל הוא פשיט את יוח ממחז בי שהוא יקום יסוד בבייסי אך הוא בחוץ המקן ולאחר וגם לא בבייע דהר עלי לא יזה לא ינהן וזה לא חוסר אלו תכן שחו מקום האוכל דיקיפי ואשר לאב שהוא יצקו אבל יצמח כמו בכם. I just want to start the next one. Anyway, כדי לזה מהו? Now suppose the חוץ was not that can you look at. So in order to have kedichluke, so one must have daladamas laze, daladamas laze. Suppose there is no daladamas laze, daladamas laze, so then he cannot be chelik. So the question is, suppose it is 7 hours, the whole chotzer is 7 hours. Can one say to the other, I'll buy you out or you buy me out? That's the shot of good or old. Now, there are two pshat in Rishayim, what good or good means, as to the literal meaning. According to some Rishayim, good means set it right. According to Rashi, good means set it right. Good, you set it right, or you're good, or I set it right. And according to other Rishayim, good means like mishkulochem. So the Talmud Nicholas says, beginning. Means pull. Either you pull or I pull. Now, so, in other words, the shaila is whether one shuteh can say to the other shuteh, either I buy you out or you buy me out. We cannot divide in such a way that everyone will have a substantial chayv. So, mainly, either you buy me out or I buy you out. So, Rav Nachman or Rav Yehuda or Rav Yehuda is the Migdol. That one shutev, if it's a Migdechuke, so one shutev can tell the other shutev, either I buy you out, either you buy me out, or you're good, or I buy you out. Rav Nachman or Rav Yehuda is the Migdol. So, since one shutev cannot force the other shutev, that one should buy out the other, so then they would be forced to use it together all the time. Why is this after from prayer portion? So Rashi says, because since the prayer is made of Kishnayim, so now it's like this, it's portion to portion, so they can both use it at the same time. But if they both use it at the same time, so each one has the same benefit as the other, and the prayer is a type of to have two portions. So how will it be done if there is no din of good law? So the element of your kiss is in Omar Shahim, the Rim was a homosexual. Means me, Shahatir, Hatir, 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 Pinus, ele kein Pinus Rabbi, bei sie nicht sie der Heil, die kein sie stau auf hat sie gomo, die hat so bei sie, weil er hat sie die Rishamai. So the only reason is why, the Chachomim, wo all Machria, like the Shamai, is because of Bito Pinus Rabbiyo. But if not for Bito Pinus Rabbiyo, so then the Ebed couldn't force the Odin to be Mishachar. But if we say good or good, here it's also an idea of good or good. Because what does good or good mean? In other words, if the Atushifi and it's Eimidirik, so then one should have can tell the Atushifi, either you buy me out or I buy you out. So even without recourse to the term of we say Paul shares it all. So the Eved should be able to tell Gordon, I want to buy myself out without taking a. So the Eved, if there is such a principle of good and all good, that one should have can tell the other should have. I want to buy out your chelek. So here too, the Ashutri is Chotzi the chelek, so that's the chelek of the Eved. And a chotzi ebed, that's the chilek of God. So the Odin and the ebed himself are shutrim in the ebed. The chotzi b'chilek belongs to the chotzi ebed, to the ebed. And the chotzi ebed belongs to the Odin. So they are both shutrim. So even without the term of Wisoni Paul Mashem Zitzor, the ebed should have his roots to become an Odin. To sell his chelek that the Odin has in it. In other words, but of course, the Eved will have to pay half of his worth to the Odin. But, and it's mashmah from the Mishnah that without Yishuv Eilom, so the Eved, even if he is ready to give him money, to give the Odin money, he cannot force the Odin that the Odin should sell to the Eved his own chelek. So it's a right that we don't say to the Odin. So the Gemara says, Shana Oche, the Odin Ike Kuklek. When does Rabbeinu say there is this chus of good Odin? If he gives the other Shutev the alternative, the opportunity to do the same thing. When he says, either you buy me out or I buy you out. And if the other Shutev refuses to buy him out, so then he's entitled to buy himself out. But here, the only, the Odin, the Eved says to the Odin, Ogud, I want to buy you out. He doesn't give the Odin the opportunity to buy him out. So anyway, without taking a law, he couldn't force the Odin to be Mishachar. Tosh, Shnei Achim Lechomet in HaKadoshim, in Yechul Avim, Mechotz in Isabal, Oso Nischar, Aschal Emtz. So, of course, if it is a mate to be rented out the Mechotz of Isabal, so then they have no problem. So then they share the profits. But suppose they decided that this Melchetz is not going to be rented out to be used by people. But they want to use it themselves and they don't want to rent it out. So then, Kach Mecho Avodim V'yilchatzu B'Melchetz Kach Mecho Zeisimu Boi V'aseim V'Zabat. So it's a riot that he cannot demand from the Oni that he should buy out the Oni's head. If there is out, so it's a riot that there is no schus of good or good. Because if there is a schus of good or good, so why does he have to say to the Oni, he could simply tell him, I want to buy out your chelek. So it's a raya that the Oshir cannot tell the Oni, I want to buy out your chelek. It's a raya that there is no schus of good or good. So the Gemara says, Hosaname good ike or good leke. In other words, here he cannot buy out, he cannot force the Oni to sell him his chelek to the Oshir, because the schus of good or good is only shayach if he gives an opportunity to the other shutev to do the same thing. But here, he doesn't give an opportunity to the other shutev to do the same thing. Why? Because the other shutev is a poor man. He can buy out the Rosh is Chilek. So the Meir, there is no Halacha below. So there is a Chiddush in this Gemara. Bishlamim, the first case of Chotim, Chotim, Chayim. So the Mamish doesn't give him the opportunity. It's not Chayek. But he can hear, he could say, I give you an opportunity. The Rosh is in the Rosh. Either I buy you out, or you buy me out. The Osher is ready to say that. Either I buy you out or you buy me out. Only if it is, the Oni doesn't have the money. But it's not that the Osher doesn't give him the opportunity. As far as the Osher is concerned, he's giving the Oni the opportunity. So why does the Gemara say, oh good leke? In other words, it's a good ike, oh good leke. So it's because In other words, even though Al-Kedin, in the previous case, it could be done either way. But since the Oni is not able because of his financial situation, so mainly there is no Aloche or Kudo. Tosh, Kochi, Yicholik, Shrey, Aloche, in love, violence, bidomim. So it's mentioned, so it's Mephilosh and Isaac, that there is this who's of good or good, or says, Tamilim, the Tamil, to Adoshi, or any poche, shame, Rapshin Gamriel, and the Chamber, Echno, even the Kiriton and my time, Rapshin Gamriel, and love, as soon as I saw all of them. To Adoshi, or any poche, shame, we could do all good, not a shame.
Yud Gimel Bava Basra, Tes Adar Hetov Shin Mem, February 26, 1980, on Tuesday.
That is like good omen. What's the coming of? Bobalu, less than a good omen. So there is no aloha good omen. So we see that we do not everybody passing like a good day. That sound passing like a good day. So the Mother says no. Everybody passing like a good day. But Chandra also, umami boili tabaye, umami boili tabaye. He called a shame at Hode, Vamo Hode, Lab Gudomi. In other words, so the book says, when this wouldn't be good moment? When is a good moment? Good moment is, let's say, you give the whole thing. So either he takes himself, or he lets the other student take it, and then pay for it. So now here, who can it be? Because each one fulfills a separate function. So, and good work would be if, let's say, one of the children, one of the sons, would say to the other, either you take both maids, both shvachas, and you pay me, or I take both shvachas and I pay you. Then it would be good work. But to say, I take one shift and you take the other shift. And let's say if there is a difference in the value, so then you pay out, that's not good old. That's not good old. But in the name, if one of the sons had said to the other, I am willing to take both shvachas and pay you for them, for the two of them, or you take both shvachas and you pay me for the two of them, that's good. So, come and stay at Chode, and go Chode, love good. So you more ask, what is the idea of the Bible? We all have a little bit of 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 Ksuvim. And so we see that the Aloha of good omen applies to such a case too. So you always answer, so Tirkun Rabshaw and Bishot, over there it wasn't at the basis of his Moskviye. In other words, that if they both agree, so then there is no Bizon Kisakedesh. Rangrash. Hodi. What Rabbi don't have to do with the Rabbi Kippur? If I have a concentration of Shuim Yirin, in other words, that what Rabbi Yudah said, so he heard it from Shmuel, but Shmuel was the Rabbi of Rabbi Yudah. Because I have a concentration of Shuim Yirin, the Yirin will be how to, Rashi is just explaining, why do we say, Bikrach, Krach means is wrong, something that is wrong. To be careful means to wrong. We are talking about Kisra Kedesh. Why is the expression a krach use? Krach is a scroll, something that is wrong. The answer is that this man Chazal, all the Kisri Adidish, were written in the form of Megillus, in the form of scrolls. So that's why it says, why it uses the Russian scroll. Kots be'asim be'kirgen be'obez l'chal ke'bizoyim. Avu b'shnei tchilches, k'intim ha'mikrach ha'chot 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 ha'chot. Weil Koch in mir schon, wie lässt die Lebe gute Liebe, die ich unter Peel und Selim an ihm lehrt und noch heute, war dumm, wie gab mir jetzt noch ein Jahr, wenn ich kam und kommt an ihm, wo ich das hier und zwei weiß allein, ich schien ein Rätsel, weil ich immer wohl, weil ich nicht mehr mit sie. Was ist denn, koi, ich habe mir achlein, aber ich schwöre, ich schien ein Rätsel, ich schien ein Rätsel, aber ich bin ein Rätsel, 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 ich bin ein Rätsel. Let's be the only two. The only thing is that the expression I said last time? What is the meaning of the expression good Lord? So we find in that two pshatim mentioned in Rishayim. The Oruch Eivah good. So the Oruch explains that good is like Mishvul Lachem. So then Munkale says the good Mishvul Pur. So in other words, good Oruch either I pull or you pull. In other words, either I buy or either I pull. In other words, I take possession of the object, or you pull it, you take possession. Two. Then, but Abba Shemi explained good Yogurt in the sense of Ktsitsa, of appraising. And this is how it's mashma from Rashi's chapter. Rashi says, is the good Yogurt, that we came over now, Zesha Ritalaki, Zesha Ritalaki, or you came to Domi, because Kotzot in Aramaic can also be called good. So, oy kitzu donim kli lo chalki, oy ani o kitzu donim vi etu lecho lo chalko, she nevshi mishu tfos. Now, Rashi takes it, says here, is the nigu di obu, nil le li dat lo bidom mi kolom hal ve yitza mishabi, yoch le ima lo yu gu do yobu, ve nil le mitzvo, dim kei yu chal yisal le yik echo des habi vei, al di ilu domim mi chomtze asherim o di chluki. Bechot Hashem ve di chluki. So in other words, that it is, so there's a machlokes between the Ri and the Ritzvo. And there, the cave, that the Maram puts in certain expression here. The Ri and the Ritzvo, the cave Koloshe, Yisal Koli Shifre, Vidogo Shekin Bo Dechuki. Dechuki. So he's heard the Ritzvo. So there is a machlokes between the Ri and the Ritzvo. According to the Ri, good or good does not have to be based upon an accurate or approximate appraisal of the articles in question, of the piece of property in question. In other words, he can say according to the Ri, so let's say woman and chimney are both shooting in a piece of property that is able to hook. So woman can say to Shimon, either I buy it from you at the value of $50,000, and when the real value, the appraised value, is only $20,000. So we can say to Shimei, either I buy this property from you and I give you $50,000, or you buy it from me and I'll give you $50,000. You buy it from me, and you will give me $50,000. In other words, it doesn't have to be based upon the shulim, the real value. He can take any price. So then less is so. So it's not fair. The answer is it is fair, because it gives the other person the alternative. So the mailer, even though he sets a price that is by far above the actual price, but since he gives the other shooter the alternative, so melee he has nothing to complain. So Ruben, let's say the piece of property is worth $20,000, but Ruben can say to Shimon, I am ready to give you $50,000, $30,000 more than it's worth. I'm ready to give you $50,000. Because I want to have it. If you don't like it, you do the same thing. So, if he doesn't like it, so if Shimon doesn't like it, and it's understandable as to why Shimon shouldn't like it, why should he give $30,000 over and above the price? So then, he's forced to take $50,000 and let Ruby take it. So it is fair, and you cannot say that it's not fair if he mentions a price that is by far above the real price, because he gives it the alternative, you see. He can do it. He is ready to, he can do it himself too. Alright. So that's the issue. Nearly that we don't need to call him out of it. He's a Mishabi, he's a Limalay, or he's good to Yogurt. venire all'Ezro di Genco, Scegli Salconi, Sciuffe di Dopo, Scegli Bordin, Sluke, Soldeen, e if we say that, that we don't need poi, that we can set, and the astronomical clients as long as he gives the other fellow the opportunity to do the same thing. So Mele and Roshi will be able to exploit the poverty of the poor partner. He'll tell him, now let's say the piece of property is worth $10,000, and the Roshi will tell Oni, either you buy it from me for $100,000, or I buy it from you. So the middle of the Ritzvah is fair. In other words, what's the Ritzvah Shite? The Ritzvah Shite is that the good Elohim has to be based upon the Shumet, upon Shumet's Mesir. Now, there is a Machlekes, so there is a Machlekes between the Ri and the Ritzvah, but it's not just a Machlekes between the Ri and the Ritzvah. Many Rishenim are involved in that Machlekes. Now, from Rashi, it's Mashma, and the Rambam says so. All the Rishenim say that Rashi Shite is like the Ri. The Rambam, because Rashi says, זה שרים צל אחרי, אינו לזה שאינו ראי צל אחרי. או יקוי צלדומי מפני נוח אוכלתי, או יעני אוק צלדומי ואין נוח אוכלתך, שיהיה אפשי לשפוסך. So Rashi uses the washing. Kei צלדומי. If Rashi should have been like a mitzvah, so how can he say Kei צלדומי? It's not he who has to be Kei צלדומי. Kates means you set the price. It's not one shooter for the other that can set the price. That is to be determined by medicine, by experts. They have to decide its real worth. So we see that Rashi Shite is like the Ri. The Rambam Shite is also like the Ri. The Rambam also agrees with the Ri. But the Rambam mentions in the name of the gaming that they agree the Shita of the Mitzvah. They agree the Shita of the Mitzvah. The strange thing about it is the Rosh mentions in the name of the Gaining that they agree with the Shita of the Mitzvah. So on one hand, the Rambam mentions the name of the Gaining that they agree with the Shita of the Mitzvah, that it has to be based upon Yeshua. And the Rosh mentions in the name of the Gaelim that the Gaelim agree with the Shite of the Torah. But the Rambam also, the Magid Mishnah points out, it's not so explicit, but it's mashma on the Rosh of the Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with the Shite of the Rambam, that he can set any astronomical price, and it's not unfair, on the contrary, as long as he gives the other fellow the opportunity. The other fellow the opportunity to do the same thing. So maybe it's not unfair. The Rosh Hashanah means Rabbi Goyer agrees with the Shite. Rabbi Goyer agrees with the Shite of the Ritzvah. It could be that the reason is why there seems to be an apparent skill between what the Rosh mentions in the name of the game and what the Rabbi mentioned in the game, because they have referenced a different game. The Rabbi Goyen Shite is definitely like the Shite of the Mitzvah. So when the Rambam says that the game means Rabbi Goyen, and the Rosh probably has reference, he doesn't mention the names. I mean, so he has reference to other game.
So if the Rambam Shite had been like the Shite Sari,
אלא אישית זו מצוות, כי שוצאי מחיר ומחיר כחוב. כי חישב לו, לא בכך וכך. It's arbitrary. I mean, with him, he can set it right. So the Magnishna says that he agrees with the Shite, or he agrees with the Shite, that the Rambam agrees with the Shite of Rashi and the Rakhti. Now, practically all Mishenim are divided at that question, but it seems that there are more Mishenim who agree with the Shita of the Ri than with the Shita of the Ri. And the Mechaber and the Ramor, they both pass like the Shita of the Ri, that it's arbitrary. He can set any astronomical price, as long as he says, either I do it or you do it, so he can set any astronomical price. Any astronomical price. Now, but in Rashi there is a very big chiddush. Now Rashi, of course, Rashi agrees with the shita of, does not agree with the shita of Mitzvot, because Rashi says, "Oy kotzudomim kilo chelkei ani o kitzom." So apparently there is no fixed price. But the Beis Yosef is midayik from the Roshon of Rashi. He is midayik from the Roshon of Rashi. And the Beis Yosef is made there that only Rashi Shite is like that. That the Rambam, even though the Rambam also agrees with the Shite of the Ri, that it's arbitrary with the Shite to set any price, but there is a special chiddush in the Shite of Rashi. Because Rashi says, the Roshon of Rashi is like this. זה שאני צלח לי, אם לא זה שאני לא צלח לי, אוי קיצו דומים וקנים לך אוכל, כי אני אוקף דום לך אוכל. This is not how the Rambam formulates it. The Rambam says, זה שאני צלח לי, כאילו זה שאני צלח לי, אוי את אוקיי ממני, אוי אני כאילו, אוי אני אקדם ממך. That's what the Rambam says. אוי אני כאילו, אוי את אוקיי. Rashi doesn't say just, אוי אני כאילו, אוי את אוקיי, but he says, Oy Ketzudon, either you set the price, any price you want, you can capriciously set the price, without giving any reason why you mention this price, arbitrarily and capriciously set the price, and if you don't want, so then, I won't have the right to arbitrarily set the price. That is what she said. Rashi should say, זה שריץ הלכויק, אם לא זה שאין הריץ הלכויק, אוי תקנה, אוי תיתן לי דומי, ותקנה חלקי, אוי אני אתן לך דומי, ואתן לך בחלקו. So, as Yosef says, Rashi should be is that in order to utilize the schus of good or good. So the shooter who wants to settle the estate, so has to give the other shooter an opportunity to set a price. Otherwise, he has no schus of good or good. And what's the purpose of it? The purpose of it is, in other words, that he should not be able to set a minimum price. He should not be able to set a minimum price. He should not be able to set a minimum price. Now, I forgot to mention that the Rishayim who agree with the Shita of Rashi, of course, the Rishayim who agree with the Shita of the Rit, so that question cannot come up. But those who agree with the Shita of the Ri, that he can arbitrarily set the price. So there is a machlokes hashem. Some say that he can arbitrarily set the price a maximum, he can set an astronomical price, much above the real price. Let's say the real price of a piece of property is $10,000, and he can set the price of $100,000. Of course, I mean, if you set the price, let's say $1 million, I mean, that is could not practically be done by anybody, so that's not child, so anything's a joke. But if it can be done, let's say if he's a millionaire, and it can be done, so he can even set a price that is 100 times debt to value. So some machines say that he can arbitrarily set a very astronomical price, and he can arbitrarily, he's at liberty to set arbitrarily a very minimum price. Let's say it's worth $100,000, and he can mention either I buy it at $10,000 or you buy it at $10,000. I mean, even though the shoemaker price is $100,000, so he can do that too. And there are some chains who say no. True, he can set arbitrarily a price, he can set an astronomical price above the real value, but he cannot set the price below the real value. Now, so it seems the Bisyose explains Rashi Shiten. There is no other issue who says what Rashi says. Because Rashi is the only one who says, oh, you can't sleep on me, but I need to sleep. So the Trisha says that it's locked up. Rashi doesn't mean Kaitri Gomi, who can never help you. Rashi means either you buy it or I buy it. It's locked up. But the notion of Rashi is much more in consonance with the Vesyosev's interpretation than with the Trisha's interpretation. It's simple to find out. So, but Rashi is the only one who says it. So the Vesyosev explains why does Rashi say that in order to resort to the source of good yogurt, so he must say either you set the price or I set the price. Otherwise he cannot resort to the source of good yogurt in order to be sure that he should not be in the opportunity, he should not be in the position. The one who wants to settle the state should not be in the position to exploit the other one and mention a very low price. In other words, he'll say, suppose he knows that the other partner, for some reason, is indisposed, you know, to buy it. But he is disposed to buy it. So he'll say, rather, if you are not going to say as Rashi that he has to give the other should take an opportunity to set his own price, so then he'll be in a position to exploit the other shooter situation. And if he knows that the other shooter for some reason is not willing to buy it for some reason, so he'll approach him and he'll say, the piece of property is worth $100,000, and approach him and he'll say, either I buy it from you at $1,000 or you buy it from me at $1,000. Would be a great injustice. Sometimes it might turn out to be a great injustice because for some reason the other fellow is not in a position to buy it. For some reason, he's not in a position to buy it now. So then they'll be able to exploit it and to get a piece of property which is worth $100,000 for $1,000 or for $500 or for $100 or for $1. So in order to prevent this kind of exploitation, that's why Rashi says that in order to resort to the source of good yogurt, so he must give the teveya, the one who is interested in settling the estate, must give an opportunity to the nitva to set his own price. So in other words, so that means that Rashi, in according to Yosef Shah, Rashi is one of those Hashemim who hold that if one can set the price arbitrarily, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's highly above the real price or highly below the real price. So maybe because of that, Rashi says that he has to say, Kitri don't feel healthy, we are not. Alright. But on this point, Rashi is the only one. I don't know of any other Rishi who agrees with Rashi on this point, that the Teveya has to give the Mitzvah the opportunity to set his price. Alright. Now, Ritenete da mai locat eu poșu, nu locat poșu nu poșu. Nu locat poșu nu poșu. So rașe om ce mai zice poș. E rașe se und ci e ce le halt mi das locat locat eu poșu. Di tri geniu se mi ne șu tri po. So I should explain the verse and he says like this, he doesn't present the real father because we can say there is no schools of the old. So what we have to do? They always have to be established together. So if it's poshut to poshut, two equal should be. So mainly when they are established together, so one extracts the same degree of use and benefit as the other. If two should be use the let's say the behavior. The behavior of male, let's say, at the same time. So then, if they use it at the same time, so one's benefit, most of the time, is the same as the other one's benefit. How can we use, let's say, a horse, a behavior of male, at the same time? In other words, a horse is used to carry baggage, let's say. So a hamel or a sus. So then, they'll both load their things on the behavior of male. So in other words, so if it's poshut to poshut, so everyone extracts the same benefit as the other when it's used together, when they use it together. Masha'ini b'atchelon poshut, so he is entitled to two portions. And if they use it together, so most of the time when they're used together, so one's benefit is the same as the other, while he's entitled to a double benefit. So how will he be able to realize his double interest as against the single interest of the poshut? So the Gemara says, no, he'll use, let's say, the behemoth male Sunday and Monday, and then the poshut will use it Tuesday. And then again, then Wednesday and Thursday the prayer will use it, Friday, the poshut will use it, and then again, Sunday and Monday, so the prayer will use it. But that's the discussion. We take the line of the poshut, look at poshut, the poshut, the Ram Tam, the poshut, the poshut, the Halle. She had a Zimbabwe, I would say, poshut, Kasha, and have the prayer with Yomi. Have you not allowed prayer? Yes, I'm Ishmael. She is the Heiko, Malas and Yaho, she is back in Bohalbe. שיישום שכיר או ביזור, ופושט שאין אישו סביב אחו, לא יוכל לנחשום. והבחירה שיש לי, בית יומי, יוכל לי לנחשום, ומסתכל אין צהר בפושט, ומשם נקום אותי ככה. So רבטן, כל יותר רבטן, the much also knew of this possibility. Why? Such an unusual possibility, I mean, the much know. I mean, it's possible to do it, but Adarabe, here he says, just because the Makshi thought of this possibility, that the prayer will use it 2 days, and then the poshut 1 day, and then again the prayer 2 days, and again the poshut 1 day. So that might lead to a certain injustice, because he's entitled to double benefit, and because of the fact, so that word, so the poshut is entitled to half of the benefit that the prayer to at least have, and because but sometimes on account of the fact that he will be able to use it only 1 day, so will not be able to send it, let's say, to certain cities, whereas the prayer will be able to send it to certain cities. So we'll have, on the whole, he'll extract more than double the benefit that the poshut will extract. That's why the more is. So the more benefit is, it doesn't matter. As long as he's given opportunity to have at least half of the benefit that the prayer has, whether he can carry it out practically or not, that's not our concern. וביל בפורש יש לו אחר לא כתבי לו פושו דיום אבל מי שואלים לא עשו נשאר לכי שבן לכי ש דיפור ארבע עשר לאמצע ארבע כי שאין לו זה כלימונו ולא זה מוסעים ולא אחר פורך כיצד יעשו יעשו תחתם את הוא בשניים lui chiama e così in mezzo alle visioni e non riesce a riuscire in un riuscire io insomma ma se non sono uscito a dai di loro di stato allora è un po' giù e c'è un cane come è un medio di vichel che so this hour that we have partners even so that the partner that under certain circumstances the partner who invested let's say one tenth of the other partner has the same property. So that's based upon a presumption upon internet. So but it's not that if one is a partner has 1% in a piece of property and the other one has 99%, so he has a vested right to have 50% of the gain. On the contrary, without any special agreement, so the gain should be proportional to the interest that one has. But in Astan, we say that if they don't stipulate to the contrary, so the presumption is that they meant to have the same share in the profits. So, but I don't know, here portion, we shall have time before ever they will be helpful. This one. All right, please, so she for the Yohelo, the Abbot of Yoma, the Abbot of Vente, the Abbot of the Image of the Chayes, the Mujim Vio Vio, for an army is a ship for the Kiye, Kim Shah Vlad, Miss Yakis Acheo, but who shares the Kiye, the Mashu also, the shares of the Vio Vio. Now, in the morning, the promise there is a Machlaki with the Rabbit and the Shlokish. Suppose someone was an act. And he had children. He had a son and a daughter. Why was he gone? Then he was a misguided. And is he mechuyev to have b'dirusa a son and a daughter? Or since he had a son and a daughter, why was he gone? So the male, he is not mechuyev, so he was already mechanically mitzi of the other. So the Shmoki says that he's not yet, he's mechuyev to have children. Because he cannot be poter from Pirul Livio on account of the fact that before he was Mizgaya, he already had children. Because Gershon is Gaya from children, it's not the same person. And the children are not Mizyachin, etc. So if he goes Mizgaya and he had children, before the deals, so after the deals, they're not considered his children. Suppose the children are also his Gaia, and then one of the children will be Chivel in the father. He will be part of Mise, because he's not his father. Because Gershon is Gaia, he couldn't. Shenilagon, from Shenilagon. This is what Shlomi says. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that he is part of the Yochanan. Even though Gershon is Gaia from Shenilagon, and he's not his Yachis, but Bishaite, the children were Mishachis, because Akmiyeshi Yechis. Akmiyeshi. So then Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon is meaning that if an Evet had children, why was an Evet and then was Nishtachel? So then it's Mechuyev to have children after the Shechel. Why? It's different than Gershon is dying, Akmiyeshi is dying. Akmiyeshi is dying, so Bishaite, the children were Mishachis. Mashaimke, and then to even Bishaite, they will not consider his little children because everything is. So we see that an Eved cannot be the kind of mitzvah of Yehudi. And it's mashma that not only the mitzvah of Fuhu cannot be the kind of Eved. He is not the kind of mitzvah of Yisroel or Hashem Sitzor either. Why? Because he must also be Shem Estor the period of Olivia. Shem Estor the period of Olivia. So how is it must be shown? Because the Moges Kavirchen says there that if somebody had children and then the children died and they were not survived by children, so then it's Mechuyim Tevara children. How is it? Oh, after all, you already had children, but then they died. So he says, because we say you blow the Shemesh Yitzor. So in other words, so we say you blow the Shemesh Yitzor is declaratory of the nature, of the essence, of the mitzvah of Purim. So this posik, the posik in Reishis, Purim, doesn't say as to whether the survival of the children is indispensable to the fulfillment of the duty. Maybe it's not indispensable. But this pasuk says that the whole purpose is to build the world. Now, if one has children and then the children die before they have an opportunity to have other children, to have grandchildren, so the melee, the world cannot be rebuilt for the children that died before they got married. So the melee, so it's a guy from this pasuk that Loisayu Paul Hashem Sitzomo is the clariton or Puvu. So it seems the morning the Gemara says that happened maybe very shtachet, so that he was not the kind of mitzvah of Phil, you know, Yoripio and his Mahir, that children, the Achashicho, so that means that he's not the kind of mitzvah of Paul Hashem Sitzomo. So the name of the Kashi is, why was the Mishnah said, Liso Shikmon Yoh, Liso Basayon Yoh? The implication being that he had been able to marry Shikmo and to have children for the Shikmo, then Bezin wouldn't force the order to be Mishachar. But even if he had been able to marry Shikmo, Beheter, which Bezin should still force the order in order to that the Eved should be the kind of mitzvah of Periyo. Should be the kind of mitzvah of Periyo. So he says, so why do they say this is Shikman Yoch? The implication being that if you could marry Shikho, so then he would be able to be the kind of mitzvah of Periyo. No, he wouldn't be the kind of mitzvah of Periyo anyway, because evidently he has. Mikomo kenimali, do you give him a rabbi? Lasses the head, you should peel your video. In Hoyo Yochan, we carry him out to the Shevis Kongo. Finish yours. Of course, that's a double portion. Because if we want to say that on account of the fact that the Evet cannot be Mikai, the mitzvah of peel your video and of Shevis, so we melee, so even if he could marry Shiko, we should still force the order to be Mishachar, the Evet, Hotel, Hotel. So then the conclusion would have to come to the conclusion. The inescapable conclusion would be that not only in the case of Chotzei and Chotzei Mechayim, Bezin escaped the Lord. Every event, Bezin escaped the Lord. Because as long as he's an Eved, nobody can have children for the Shikho, but they will not be his real children. They will only be his biological children, not his real children. So the melee, it would be in order to enable the Eved, the present Eved, to become period of India. So Bezin should force every Yodin down here. That's not so. There is no aloha that Bezin forces every Yodin to be Mishachar his Eved. So the answer is, because even though he cannot be Mikai in the mitzvah of period of India, and he cannot be Mikai in the mitzvah of Shevis in a real way, but why? Because the children are not his little children, but Shevis called a little bit of Shevis he'll be able to be kind. A little bit of Shevis he'll be able to be kind. Now what does it mean? A little bit of Shevis, what is it? How can you measure it? A little bit of Shevis. Not a little bit of Shevis. Now, so apparently, you see, the posik of the single ball, the Shevis itself, is the posik of Yishai. I mean, it's not a posik of the Torah. Who is a posik? Is a posik in the Torah. So, and as it's mashma from that Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan says that Hoyo Yubonu Mumeisu, and he has no grandchildren left, so then he has to have other children because he was not the kind of Yehudi, even though he already had his son and daughter, because the posik says, we told you all the children and so on. So the purpose of children is to keep on building the world, but if the children died, so it cannot be perpetuated. So it cannot be perpetuated ad infinitum, so the melee, he's not the kind of pizza of period. Why? Because the same Paul, Moshev Sitzor. So that's a idea that the same Paul, he's not the kind of the children die. But how do we know that who is not the kind? So we see from this Gemara that the same Paul is not something separate and independent of Paul. The same Paul is declaratory of Paul. And then, of course, it's declaratory because he knows Rashoy Lechadish Domo. He knows Rashoy Lechadish Domo. So, maybe, how could the Nobi Shayo or any other? I mean, conceiving of something new if it's not implicit in one of the denator. So the Lisei of all the Shem Sitzavah is declaratory of full. So the Pshat in stasis probably is this, that actually there are two aspects of periodicity. One aspect of periodicity consists of reproducing, of perpetuating the race. That's one aspect. Whether they will be Messiahites or they will not be Messiahites, as long as he perpetuates the race. So there is a Kimamitz. And then there is another aspect in Purim. There is another aspect in Purim. Namely, of having children who will be Messiahites after the parents. So, Mimele, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara. If he was a boy, and he had children, and then he was in Misgalia, so while he was a boy, he was Mikhail. Takes us as the Kashi, in the Gemara, what the Gemara is having says, that poor boy is Nemo came to Sinai. The Lord Mishnah is the Sinai, so in the soil of Nemo, the Lord Mineach, the Lord said to Nemo. So maybe the Mineach had not been Chuyah by the Lord. Only the soil of Chuyah by the Lord. So why does Rabbi Yechon say that he was Mikayev? So this says that even though the Mineach is not the Chuyah by the Lord, but when the Mineach has children, he has a Kima Mitzvah. He has a Kima Mitzvah. So the male, Oyole Akum, Oyole Bon, as an Akum, and then he was Mizgayel, so while he was an Akum, so he was Mikayel, the full Mitzvah of Pur. Even though the Neah had not been today, but Itzikim and Mitzvah, Itzikim and Mitzvah, anyway, without Itzikim. So, Itzikim, Itzikim, and he was Mikayel, the Mitzvah fully, both aspects. So the male, as long as he was Mikayel, while he was born, the mitzvah fully, so the male, when he's Mizgaya, he's not the chuyah by the children. Mashayim kin an ebed is even b'shaite, he was not the kind of mitzvah of poor who, a fool. And we say, all Hashem Sitzomo is only the clarator of the mitzvah of poor who. So he was not the kind of b'shaite, the whole mitzvah of poor who. He's only the kind of one chilek of the mitzvah of poor who. And that Shabbos Kodu, one chilek, one aspect. So I'm mainly a subject. But in Achaname, there is an aspect of poor who that enabled can be kind. The aspect of perpetuating the race without having children who are Mishyachis, who are Shayach to his Mishpochen, who are Mishyachis, after him. So mainly, if he could marry a shifo and have children and be Mikayim, the one aspect of Shabbos Kodu of perpetuating the race, so then there wouldn't be anything. Shalem Alisayuvo, hold the mice called the poor go. Ayyah Ibamot, Haimishun Semsi Soho, Shaya Hafu Mitzadabus, the Chet Yoshifu Chetzeb Ascheri, the Rikopo Esrabo, Mishachiro, Elo, Mishun Shemoa Gubo Minan Hefkea, hold the Rikopo Esay, Mishun Shebes, the Shemoa Fugishtas Ascheri, and this guy, with the time she will be up here in the Kidamu Babu, and ניצם לבקיד הפירוניפיו אב רבד כשיהיה בחירים על כוח חיתאי על כוח חיתאי מה? You could be מדייק from the ראשון of the ריבה על מורחי from the ריבה על מורחי that he is חירים and that he holds that the Shem Sitzor is a separate mitzvah. It's not declaratory of the mitzvah of Purim. Because the Ribah Mordechai says, hold the mindset, hold the full rule, the Ribah Mordechai, Mishal Shem Sitzor Shaira Hakum Tzadavus. Whereas Purim is not Shaira Tzadavus. So you could say, now we said in the previous mitzvahs, not like that. because in the previous day he says that the Shemesh Lekinim, he must know some of the Shemesh from the period of the living. Where does the Gemara say that? Gemara says it in the statement by Rabbi Yochanan that Hoyo Lubonim Momeitsu and the Yeshiva Bonim, so when he came period of the living, he has to have other children. Why? Because it's not so important the Shemesh Lekinim. So, but maybe it was the kind for who? So this is mentioned, it's right, that the Shem Tzitzor is not something separate from who. It's just the Glaricon. But, so maybe the Divine.
Shun and Bezim Baba Basra continued. Dal Dado Hetov Shun Mem, February 21st, 1980, and Thursday continued.
Also acquires the same schools in preference to someone to whom it doesn't make any difference. So as far as Ruben is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether he gets this or the that or the. What does he care? But to him, it makes a difference if he gets this or that. So be able to enjoy and to use the two sorries together as a unit. If he gets this or that, so that will impose upon him a great hardship. He will not be able to use the two sorries as a unit. So he's an individual chosah, so merely as the balance, he acquires his schools to be keifer. But the reason is why Rabbi Yosef says he cannot be keifer is because he has a chesom. So what is the chesom? The chesom is because suppose al pigeo, Reuben would get this sode, then Shimon would be disposed to pay Reuben in order to exchange. So in other words, there's the chesom he sustains. The extra amount of money that Shimon would be disposed to give to Reuben. So that's why he can only demand the price of that it's worth. Not more. Alright, now you see, and then we see that. Now let's go over the Rosh. Right. Upir shabetam no alin ani zeh amar. Kelim avni mali. Hoy ashiru. Lo hoy yomichi kadisim lo gdom mikom. Kach lo nitu schu sheish lo beis yisode. Im lo gdom mikom. Ve'im ze mishil yas day. Sha'arish lo nischut bi geiru zeh. She yipa lo nagir lo mishtei sode so shir bi gedeim shonach di kumcho. Im lo gdom mikom. Gam ato nam lo yikam yas day. Im ilo nubat lo chalkeinu bishviloch. Ve'ra besov alo yikam yas day. Ve'yichil lo alo yisi yis sode lo yifishayim lo mocho. Im lo mocho tikhan bi geikya. O yitachim shalom lo bi lo domi. Dichim shenchim yis shari yisam shahalo kim lo mach matzvo yu zeh. Shal zeh. Eyu em lo alo tam ze mit das de ni di was krab hier sind mal nimm ja nicht sind mal kos war am rein is al di kiach lo ki sche boy mal es ja so di sam dai hier bis hier bis mir de nu jo wie ma o ja nie tik mo sche me zu o ja dem dik nu di hin sche bi jo ze mo wenn du in ge mal bi sie lo di sche lo bi kho lo ki mi wat la ge lo o sche ki na ach ich am nach